Do you need answers? Is there a need for a true spiritual and prophetic encounter with God? Join Dr. Candace Smitherman and various relevant prophetic voices from around the world. Become enlightened as we walk down the true road to an authentic spiritual encounter. You will experience the glory of God with Dr. Candace and the Glory Roadshow.
Thank you. there from the beginning of the series. So, complacency is not an option. Okay? Because once you become born again, your heart can, if you take the initial phase to become born again, then God tells you as now being righteous by your faith, you see everything you now see that you see. Because without faith, it's impossible to please Him, and He cannot reward us in this realm of faith that we're talking about. Says what? Faith is perception. It's a tangible thing. Faith is something that we for. We are thinking of. We're just hoping. What are you hoping? Who are you hoping? Who will be God? He is trustworthy because He loves us and He sent His Son Jesus to make a reconciliation between us and God. So we and us and God can now walk this thing out. So I thought this was the earth and this was the children of heaven. So faith is something that becomes a vow. We're already there. Some of us are there more than others, depending upon how of your faith feels as one. How is it one? But we're all headed to this faith. So let's look at all these mustard seeds that were planted by the kingdom of God before the kingdom of God even gave us a second time. So look to your neighbor and say, you are once a mustard seed. And now you're a field that is grown. And the birds are going to come alive. So can I just make all of us who are mustard seeds to grow in to the kingdom of God? When the kingdom of God may be upset, the earth is what you do. So you get closer to what? Closer to heaven. Those who want to see the culture of heaven to make that sense to you, right? So it means collectively all of us are bringing forth that fear or that wow, and then we're beginning to see the shift of the unified church of Jesus. Good question. And by the way, the question that you asked, I just want to tell you right now that you're getting this. You wouldn't have asked that question if you weren't starting to see that there's a difference between an initial phase and an expansive phase. The phase is coming around. That way you all are getting this in here. But see, that's going to change how you read the scriptures, too. Because you're not going to read the scriptures just for your one little piece of paper. You should now start reading the scriptures from the aspect of your meeting now in a realm that can operate totally. What's the one that likes that? So, you know, even in Scripture 2, chapter 13, verse 32, where it says the word God, let me tell you what the word God means in the Greek. It means to put down, to rest. It also means spoken down to this word to do, which means to occupy as a person, just like God did in the tabernacle. So, all of the mustard seeds that turn into a huge field, the same is the abode of God becoming manifest in the earth. Now, we're the tabernacle of God, instead of being with God, but collectively we are the tabernacle of the kingdom of God. So, when you start operating in this realm of faith, you are becoming the tabernacle of the abode of God, occupying everywhere. This is all. So, how many people believe that? That you are the tabernacle of God and carry the abode of God? Do you really believe that there's a realm of faith that you can walk in? seeing things right now where you may not be walking in. Where are you saying, I don't know about this because he died at the end. He died hurting in this area. I can't trust him. Don't you know that I was the reason why I could get the panic and didn't happen? Yeah, he didn't realize he did.
Have you been blessed by the Glory Road experience? Dr. Candace would love to be able to connect with you, as she does with all of her covenant partners in a special way. This covenant connection is called the Glory Road Community. By joining this connection group, you will be able to be empowered, enlightened, and spiritually coached by Dr. Smithyman in a more personal way. Go to register today at www.gloryroadcommunity.com.
You've been watching The Glory Road with Dr. Candace Smithyman. She can be seen all over the world. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, plant a seed in the ground. You can support by going to CandaceSmitherman.com. Remember, all donations are tax deductible.